go. Let's get ready for class. This week's teaching is motivational, it's inspirational. Today's teaching, for those that are resonating, those are connecting, those are vibrating, those people who are ambitious, who want to achieve destiny. Today's teaching is on ordained destiny. Okay, you have a destiny, you the listener. This audience is men who are 35 to 55 years old. Those listeners are consistent. If you are hearing this message, it's likely you've been hearing these messages for quite so many years. So I want to say to you, good job, keep going. This podcast episode, it will exalt you. This Christianity game is about applying scripture, okay? So we're going to get into it, rapid fire style. I list out five different things that you need to manifest destiny, okay? Every one of you listeners here has a destiny, whether you know it or not. God has a blueprint for you, step by step, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience as a walking, living testimony. Now, in the carnal 3D world, the powerhouse method, and what I do as a leader, I guide and nurture you and ensure you're on your right path to increase your yield in the shortest amount of time possible. But no matter what you do, it comes down to your labor. See, your destiny is designed for you. God has your destiny outlined way beyond you were even born. But you got to labor it. God can't do your labor for you. He can, but he won't. It's not how it works. So here we go. Rapid fire style, ordained destinies. Be a doer of the word if you want your destiny to manifest. And so I'm an accountant, okay? I'm a working man. I'm a strong ox. I don't want to be a pastor. I like being a man of God because I like the axe. Okay, so I think in terms of scripture applied per hour, acronym SAPR. This is known as your yield. Your yield. What is your yield? Your yield is your prosperity. It's your abundance. It's the fruit of the Spirit that's going to come to you in a matter of time. So this is a derivative, and it comes down to your acts, which is scripture applied per hour. If you can get your mindset to thinking scripture to apply per hour, bro, you are a legend. You are walking into the future. You don't need a neural link in your brain. You need scriptures applied per hour. When I find something in the Bible, I apply it immediately by making a shift in my spirit. And I've said this before in a couple podcasts multiple times. I'll say this again. Last year, 2023, I was reading Acts, and I just read one scripture one day, and then boom, I realized my mind, where my mind is, God isn't number one. I didn't know he was supposed to be number one. Okay, no problem. Boom. I shifted God, my mindset, to God number one, the fact that I'm even thinking God. Before every thought, my brain is programmed to think God. And the moment I did that small little shift, I had butterfly effect, the wheel of God, multiple tower moments in my life happened within the 3 to 4 hour span. And that was just one day, one afternoon. It was absolutely amazing. Now, I go furthermore, the way my brain is programmed, when I start my prayer morning routine, every thought, every act I do goes to this. It answers this question. Does this expand his kingdom? Right? This podcast episode expands his kingdom because I'm expanding the word. That's how I programmed my mind. Application. Whatever you need, understand by God, because heaven sees it. And heaven is watching you. You need check marks of obedience. The second you apply something, heaven marks it off. You gain favor with the Lord because of obedience. Don't waste time. Just apply whatever you understand so destiny has the platform to manifest. God has brought you here to listen to this message for you to manifest your destiny to the global impacts stage. And I can tell you exactly how to do it. It's my job to tell you exactly how to manifest your destiny. And I don't need anything from you. What I want is for you to grow and develop and reach your destiny. He will complete things which he has appointed for me and which are in his mind. The Bible, the people of the Bible are those who have what it takes to manifest their destiny. They are in the Bible because they manifested their destiny. The Bible calls your life as a race. Run ye, may be obtained your blessings. Every act of repentance is marked in heaven. For 15 years in my walk, I was hyper-focused on repentance to the point repentance came to the point of diminishing returns. And I'm going to touch on this for a bit. So outside the church, you have power. Okay, but if you want to reach destiny, you will need a church. It's better to get with a church than be on your own. But being on your own, I hyper-focused on repenting. So you know how I told you my mind goes to, does this expand his kingdom? Before, my mind was repent, 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 repent. But I repented so much, I put down all my barriers, all my boundaries to the point I had, I was a victim of Stockholm Syndrome, where I was confused and I wasn't aware of what abusive behavior was, and I allowed abusive behavior around me such that the spirit of a Leviathan trampled me and I've been restored. Only Christ can release your destiny. People following other gods won't manifest destiny because your destiny is in the hands of Jesus. Jesus was a real person. Jesus is the King of Kings mathematically. So if you would like to use the laws of the universe, the smartest thing for you is to get a hold of me and get the prayer of salvation from me. For the record, I just renewed my vows with Jesus Christ this Sunday. The way you pursue God will determine if you obtain your destiny. MMA yourself onto God. Double leg takedown yourself onto God. The amount of Christians that truly manifest their destiny to glorious levels are rare. You must be one of them. With this podcast, you have the platform to manifest your destiny. You are connected to the highest most beyond a reasonable doubt whatsoever. He that do the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom. Now we're going to move into how to achieve your destiny. Stage by stage. Well, what does that look like, Mr. McDougall? How do I achieve my destiny? Okay, well, number one, become born again. When you become born again and accept the prayers of salvation and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now you have access. You have access to manifest destiny. The day you are born again is the most important moment for your entire life from before. In that moment, your destiny is accessible to you. Christ cannot give you your destiny if you are not his child. Christ is the cornerstone of your destiny. Spirit of God is like a person. The born-again experience is a mystical experience in nature. A 30-second prayer, you must be born again. To get access to manifest your destiny, repent, and therefore your sins will be washed away and pruned from your soul. God has no relationship with a person who is not born again. Don't waste time not being born again. When your heart is ready to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, do it so you can have access to manifest your destiny. Open up your heart and mind to accept Jesus Christ. So for you Gentiles and heathens and outsiders and others who are not in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, you want to be in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, okay? Even if you're Muslim, even if you're Hindu, you want to rebuke all gods, accept Jesus Christ. Boom, laws of the universe are working in your favor. The Christian energy vortex, which is real, is working in your favor. And now you have a platform to manifest your destiny because Jesus Christ has your blueprint for your destiny. And he's using me, Mr. McDougall, to help you manifest your destiny. The online classroom is open. Get a hold of me at oceanahomes.org or mrmcdougall.com. to accelerate your yield. Number two, repentance of scriptures. Be ye doers of the word. Each repentance or application of scripture is one step towards manifesting your blessings, where your obedience comes to adequacy and God opens up stage one. Then you do more and boom, stage two becomes unlocked and this process never ends. Christianity is a real life video game, and I've been saying this for 10 years or more. Destiny will be a stillborn dream without applying scripture. This is non-negotiable. If you shall be willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruits of the land. Living out the Bible is the way to quickly apply the truth. Don't waste time. I can tell you truthfully, if you do the work, it will come to pass. Sanctify your spirit onto obedience, power to repent and apply, because blessings are released through obedience. Blessings are not released through destructions, lies, betrayal, and deceit. How much of the Bible can I apply? You must know you are designed to impact the entire world. It is by His power you can manifest your destiny. The catalyst for your destiny is obedience. Become mission-minded. You are on a spiritual mission and help us on the way. You are on a spiritual mission and help us on the way. You must learn Christ. Jesus is real. God is real. Understand God is real. When you begin to hear Him, you will see how real He is. The truth about God, He is strict. You must be strict with the word. You must understand Christ is strict and He watches how much scripture you apply. You will never get to a point where you will achieve 100% obedience. You need 70% obedience. The things Christ asks you to do are so easy. They are not difficult to do, but you must do them. The Lord does not lie. The devil does. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Satan wants you to believe that your destiny plateaus at having a business, child, and a wife. The whole world must change through you. Wife, business, children is only one aspect of your life, but destiny is greatness. So having a wife, business, and children is not greatness. That's not your destiny. Having a wife and a business and children is not your destiny. It's not a part of greatness. There is much more to Christianity has to offer. Obey the Bible. Obey the voice of God. Design the blueprint of human experience is obedience to the Bible. Your design of your destiny is the blueprint. The blueprint of your destiny is obedience to the Bible. Number three, you're going to need patience. This is also known as long-suffering, temperance. There's no shortcuts to greatness. Zero. Understand that mechanism and get real, get humble, and start applying scripture per hour. To accumulate your destiny, you must be patient. I like God and enjoy getting closer to Him. Unlike learning and doing God, it takes time to manifest destiny. Patience is very important in the kingdom of God. Bring forth fruit with patience. You must be patient with God. You are here in training and understanding to the point the Spirit of God licenses you and opens up your next level of your destiny. Signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. Destiny truly, these things come to pass with patience. Most human beings are impatient creatures. Christ needs you to be patient. There is peace and patience. There is peace and prophets. Peace across the land. You need to walk with God in a patient manner to walk with Jesus. Peace is powerful. Peace and prophets. Peace across the land. Wisdom creates anointing. Very patient Jesus. Let that be your mindset. I've seen so many lose their call because they rush. They didn't have the patience to wait for Holy Ghost to call them. The Holy Ghost must call you like it's called Mr. McDougal. Destiny will be given to you by patience. Be not slothful. Through patience and faith, you will manifest your destiny. God can show you an aspect of your destiny years down the road, which He does to me. So, my dad had a vision of my destiny 15 years down the road, but then the Lord showed me more, another vertex of that field of play that I could tangibly do now. So I've got more information about the vision my pastor got for my destiny. and I use that knowledge that God gave me and his prophetic vision, and I apply it. And that shaves off the amount of time it'll take for me to reach destiny if I was doing it on my own. There is a demand of patience for your destiny. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. You might receive your destiny with patience. Let the flame that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Let us run the race with patience. It's so easy for a human to walk in patience. The Holy Ghost can only make your heart patient. Yes, God wants to make you wealthy, a property, your own church. Yes, God wants to give you power over the nations and governments. This is all the will of God, but is only formalized with patience and adequate obedience. God is real. And just so everyone's clear, if you don't know what your destiny is, the walk with Jesus, God wants everyone to be a pastor. So you want to become a pastor. Even me, I don't want to become a pastor. I just want to be a man of God. Being a pastor is a lot of work. But I wanted to share that with you so you get foresight and understand. If you just, okay, boom, you want to be a pastor, just apply that. Start thinking yourself as a pastor, and that's going to accelerate the time that you're going to manifest your destiny, thus blessings. When you're chasing your destiny, it's a derivative of getting multiple blessings. And there are so many blessings in Christianity. There is an infinite menu of blessings to be activated through labor, through labor, through labor. Scriptures applied per hour. Yes, God wants to make you walk in the same patience Job had, so you can see the end of your destiny. You must have long-suffering power, the power to persevere. Check out my episode on power of perseverance. I just listened to it yesterday for that infinite time, and it is amazing. When you're digging a well, there will be gold a few feet before the person stops laboring onto the Lord. You're digging a hole. The gold is 10 feet down. You get 9 feet down and you stop. Many Christians quit just before God is going to release your next level. Don't faint right before you get your blessings. You must continue. Continue, continue, continue. When you don't go to church, you increase the chance of backsliding. You must achieve patience and long-suffering. Number 4. We're going to talk about a God-ordained ministry, okay? Now, this is prophetic teaching. Not many know this. This is your lucky day if you're hearing this message. This is a God-ordained message, okay? The truth is, most of the churches formed in the land are not founded by the Spirit of God. There are two types of churches: School of Divinity and got a piece of paper and started a church. The second, a man trained under an ordained man becomes qualified. You need to be in a church where the Holy Ghost founded it. Lucky for you, this podcast episode is formulated by the Holy Spirit. This is a Holy Ghost called teaching. Churches formed by Holy Spirit are rare. This podcast is rare. You need this atmosphere for your destiny. Spiritual impartation happens at a God called church. Minimal change, growth, and healing occurs at a church formed by man. Now, if you look at Mr. McDougall's glow up, what's happened to me, I've combined both. I've combined church formed by men, a 100-year-old church with some amazing people, and a church community that is thriving, and a new church which is formed by Holy Spirit. So I've combined the two, and that is the powerhouse method. Glorious change occurs at a church formed by God. A called man of God preaches with another level of passion. The operations of the Spirit is different. Having access to a Holy Spirit called church and this podcast makes you the luckiest humans on the globe. The way the church was founded matters in the spiritual realm. A man of God provides you corrections, which you need corrections to manifest your destiny. Are you aware there are some Christians, if you give them corrections, they hate you? And not just Christians, people, like a scoffer, a fool. If you correct a fool and a scoffer, he will hate you. But if you correct a wise man, he will become wiser. God has a habit of picking people with troubled pasts and making them great. This is in the nature of the Holy Ghost. He will make your past nothing and your future grand. How the church started is critical to your destiny. Are you being healed? Are you being blessed? This podcast is a vortex to heaven. If God opened up your eyes and your ears and your heart, you will see and feel angels. You will feel the cloak of God smother you with his love with the warm campfire by Mr. McDougall and Outlaw Love Songs. This podcast is a portal to heaven and why you, the consistent listener, are changing week by week. Now send me your testimony because God wants it from you. So if these podcast episodes, if my words are touching you and you're noticing changes, send me your podcast. Send me your testimony. Send me your testimony. God wants your testimony. That is a command. I've commanded you. If you are noticing changes and this podcast is helping you, send me your testimonies. And if you don't send me your testimonies, here's how God looks at it. God gets angry at you. He gets jealous. And I didn't know that before. God has done so many things for me in my life, but I wasn't bringing testimony. I wasn't telling people what he was doing to me just out of ignorance and fear of persecution. But if things are happening in your life, you are being restored, blessings are happening because of this podcast, and you don't bring me, Mr. McDougall, the testimony, just so you know, God will be angry with you. And you don't want to make God angry. You want to gain his favor. You want more points in Christianity because Christianity is a real life video game, and we are here to manifest destiny. There is true metamorphosis happening here as you ingest this wisdom, as I pour out my indignation and anointing on you. You are changing as a person each week by week with me, side by side with rapid fire growth. You don't need to understand English. You don't need to understand one word, one thing I'm saying. You don't even need to understand anything I'm saying. But you listening to this podcast, God's energy is traversing and imparting into your soul. Now grow upon the Jesse tree. Attach onto me like a vine. Grow your own branch. Number 5, a prophetic upbringing. To manifest your destiny, you're going to need a prophetic upbringing. If you are one of my disciples or under my leadership, you have a prophetic upbringing. Men of God are destiny helpers in life. I am a destiny helper for you. I've been given to you to help you manifest your destiny. If God sends you godly people, they are destiny helpers. You need these people in your life and in your walk with God. Ye are children of the prophets. Prophets have power and severe leverage with Jehovah. Moses was the catalyst to Joshua's destiny. Without Moses, Joshua and Caleb would not have entered the promised land. Melchizedek was a destiny helper and a catalyst for Abraham. A prophetic upbringing is so important in the spiritual realm. If you have access to a prophetic upbringing, you have won the lottery. Value where you are. Value the fact you're hearing this message. A prophetic upbringing brings more power, grace, and deliverance at a much higher degree, and are built up on the prophets and apostles, Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. Christ was prophetic. Prophets carry high wisdom of God and bearers of God messages to his children. This is a message from God to you, his children. Gentile, heathen, outsider, or Christian. They carry healing and deliverance power and have severe leverage with answered prayers. They have leverage with God when they talk to him. Prophets are the ones who release God's blessing to his children. When God wants to bless you, but it has come through a man of God, does not bypass the servant. God wants to give you something powerful. This channel is heaven serving you. You are your father's disciple. Make people rich when God wants to bless you. It must come through a called man of God, but the platform is prophetic to be received. Prophets have power with Jehovah for mercy onto his children. The government of the world rests upon his shoulders. Heaven is going to honor this teaching from this one service understanding. Prophets have severe warfare power. Evil spirits are real, and a prophet can release vengeance upon them to bind and destroy the evil spirit, who are no match compared to Jesus. When you accept the 32nd prayer of salvation from Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, you are now anointed with the power to trample evil spirits. They dissipate, they run. Evil spirits are scared of Jesus. Jesus isn't scared of evil spirits. Stick to the facts. Command the fire of God and watch the devil flee. Living by these virtues will guarantee you your destiny. Being a Christian is amazing. Be patient and grow with God and you will thrive. And that's the end of teaching. Powerful teaching on ordained destinies. And once again, I'll talk about testimonies. God wants your testimony. If these podcasts have affected your life in a positive way, send me your testimony. The best way you could send me your testimony is by leaving me a review on my LinkedIn profile. We're here. We'll close off with a prayer. My Lord, my God, you are so glorious. You are so powerful. Receive your praise and adoration. And I'm asking you, my Lord, I'm begging you, I'm desperately, and I expect you and all angels of heaven to surround your people and send the sheep back to me, including the goats. Send them to me so I can shepherd your sheep and bring them together. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.